Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A teenager is dead and four more people wounded after a shooting in the parking lot at a McDonald's in the Bronx last night. Police say this happened just after 9 p.m. in the parking lot of the McDonald's on Webster Avenue in the Claremont section. Apparently some kind of fight. Two people pulled guns and started shooting at five others. A 17-year-old boy was shot in the chest and died at the scene. He has been identified as Armenis Valdez of the Bronx. Three men and a woman had minor wounds. They walked to the hospital for help. Police say the surviving victims are not cooperating and they are still looking for suspects. Now, that Bronx shooting was just part of a violent Saturday in the city. At least 11 people hit in one eight-hour stretch between 4 p.m. and midnight. Among the shootings, one at a 7-Eleven near the Port Authority bus terminal. A man shot in the leg there, expected to recover. Police arrested a man and a woman. Two teens were wounded in East Chester Gardens, at least three other shootings in the Bronx. A man was critically wounded in a shooting on a basketball court in Queens, a woman wounded in a separate incident in Far Rockaway, and all of these shootings are still under investigation. We are learning more about Friday's horrific stabbing spree on a number 4 train. As the victims describe the attack and the police continue looking for a suspect, one victim says a teenage suspect stabbed him as another egged him on. Another victim told 1010 Winds he never saw it coming.
And I was just sitting down, minding my business. I was on my phone, and it just happened so quickly.
Police say the group attacked at least five people, stabbing, beating, and robbing them in less than half an hour on Friday. Three teenagers are charged. Police have released a description and video of a third and a fourth person, and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. A Patterson mother is facing murder charges in the death of her 7-year-old son in an attack on her two children.
The two brothers were stabbed right in their own home on North 6th Street in Patterson. The 7-year-old boy was killed. His 17-year-old brother survived. Their neighbors were horrified. They never suspected anything like that would happen. The mayor of Patterson said it was the case of domestic violence. Neighbor Jewel Thomas said the boy's mother was friendly but a loner.
The mother, she seemed like she was a church-going woman. She walks the street. She don't say nothing but God bless you to everybody. She wave her hand up like that. She said, God bless you. And everybody said, God bless you back to her. She'll walk to the store and walk back. And she don't have a conversation with nobody. She always carried a Bible.
The neighbors also say the little boy was hardly ever outside. But when he did come out, he seemed really excited to play with the other kids. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Patterson.
Gas prices are up in New Jersey and nationwide again in the wake of the pipeline ransomware attack. But AAA says New Jersey did escape the worst of the supply shortages seen in the southeast. They say the average price of a gallon of regular in the Garden State was $3.06 on Friday. That's up 6 cents from a week ago. Some places do still have supply problems. New York has hit a major milestone in the vaccination effort. Governor Cuomo says more than half of New Yorkers over age 18 are fully vaccinated, 51.5%, and more than 61% have had at least one dose. The governor did not give numbers on younger New Yorkers. This past week, the feds authorized the Pfizer shot for kids 12 and over. A scare on the New York City ferry. That is a sound the video posted on Twitter by passenger Shaw Lee of the Thursday night collision between the NYC ferry and a barge. Lee told Channel 4 the boat was moving back and forth and it felt like it was scraping something. Then they heard glass crunching. Crew members handed out life jackets and passengers started preparing themselves for the worst. Now, in the end, nobody was hurt and officials are now investigating. NYC Ferry says the vessel did sustain minor damage. They are reviewing the cause of the incident and assessing the damage as they go along. There are major moves today in the sexual harassment investigation of Governor Cuomo. At least four of the women who have accused him of inappropriate behavior have received formal subpoenas to testify under oath. The New York Times says this is the latest indication that the investigation has moved beyond initial fact-finding. Attorney General Letitia James has not given a timeline for completing her investigation, but the paper says it will almost certainly be done by the end of summer. Governor Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing. They're safe on Long Island, and they're on their way to new homes. Dozens of small breed dogs and puppies rescued by North Shore Animal League and National Mill Dog Rescue arrived in Port Washington yesterday. Rescue team leader Ted Moriartis tells 1010 Winds these are now some very happy animals.
This is a big, big change for them, and you just see it in their eyes how happy they are and confused sometimes, but safe and ready to go to their new homes.
All of the pets are going to pre-approved adopters.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.